Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back, hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to Fisherman's Landing in Point Loma, San Diego. And we have a great show going on. We're talking Sea Keeper today with Kelsey Alvina from, she's a communications manager from Sea Keeper, and Andrew Jones, who's the local Sea Keeper installer and representative here. And boy, we have a couple of great prizes we're giving away too,
right? Yeah, this has been a great show, man. So much fun. Kelsey and Andrew, they really know their stuff. Man, this has been fantastic, and we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us here this morning. Again, 833-288-0973. And yes, as Pete mentioned, we are giving away such an awesome prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. That's a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. The HEMA, it's a polarized rimless sunglass with the brand new Maui Pure LT lens. It's the thinnest and most lightweight lens they've ever made with that Maui HT color. It's a great pair of glasses.
Ounces.
Yeah,
it's so light.
I don't even know if it's
so comfortable.
It's wild. So a really, really cool pair of glasses. And then with that, you're also going to get a $50 gift card to Point Loma Seafoods, the absolute freshest thing in town, and such a great prize, and so nice to have those guys in our backyard serving up the best around, man.
Yeah,
so.
For sure. And don't forget, they're open every day, 7 days a week, 11 to 6 right there. Yeah, for sure.
Taking care of us. Hey, with that said, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report. Today it's sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the brand new Fish Pro series and the custom bluefin and yellowfin knives from Anza Knives. They're made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Also, Anza makes knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro series at Fisherman's Processing. Let's check in with our FishDope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Pete, Kelsey, Andrew. All right, so per your request, got another Then and Now report here this week. I got my little black book, my little tide log from year 2000, 20 years ago, and we're going to look at the last week in April, which is like now, and these are my notes that I was taking, you know, very religiously back then from both me personally fishing quite a bit back then as well as a good part of my trusted code group here. So I'll start here with April 24th. It was squid in Silver Canyon, West Cove, WFO. You guys know what that means. Wide open sea bass at dark there at West Cove, 8 o'clock. No report for Tuesday. And Wednesday, oh, man, they were biting. Stuff was biting everywhere. I got a noted bass biting everywhere. Sea bass bit in the morning on the outgoing tide at the new slide, kind of school-sized fish, 10 to 20 pounders. In the late afternoon, West Cove and Eagle Pocket, game on. Wide open, water up to 64 degrees. Thursday, the note was WFO yellows from the front side of Clemente, and then the wind coming up in the afternoon. Friday was blown out completely. Saturday, guys got back at Catalina again. Really good fishing on big fish, sea bass, east of Orange Rocks on the morning high tide for both Saturday and Sunday. And on the incoming tide in the late afternoon, Saturday and Sunday, wide open sea bass again, West Cove. So that's the week that was 20 years ago.
Wow.
And I did cheat a little bit. I looked ahead to the following week. Oh, my God. Maybe we'll talk about that next week.
And it was a good one, huh? And so what's happening
really
right now, Mark?
Yeah. So if we fast forward today, the only WFO report I have right now is for red tide all up and down the coast, man. Yeah. That stuff's just, oh, God, it's just hideous. Little report from Catalina, though. The fin bait's mostly moving in east at this time of year. It often does, and they're is some Weagle Barracuda with it and a dab of Bonita and occasional yellow in there. So all that's looking good for springtime. no meaningful sea bass reports this week at all, and squid fishing is still very, very tough. And then offshore, Danny had some really interesting reports yesterday about the elusive bluefin tunas, not so much being caught, but definitely some eyeball fish jumping around, and it's a nice little spread from that 302-371 zone all the way up to northeast of the 209, which makes it easy for the Newport Dana Point fleet, private boat fleet, to get on them there. And also, guys, you're out there poking around. You know, it's late April, almost May, water 62 to 64. Definitely want to check those kelp patties. This might bump into a nice little yellowtail out there. So it's trying to get going, guys.
Yeah, it is. And fishdope.com has had the info. I'm living vicariously through people out there fishing through fishdope.com and Danny. And I might add, too, that Danny confirmed that Everingham Brothers in San Diego are open.
Oh, great.
Even though the bay is closed for whatever reason.
Crazy.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. But, the Everingham Brothers are manned and fully staffed. So if
cool.
if you go do end up going out there, you know, go check them out for sure. And Danny's had all the great stuff. Fishdope.com, you got to have it. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, the store's in Huntington Beach. You know, we're limping along like everybody else with the restrictions, so you definitely want to call first before you come by. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website to look at all our cool bait tank stuff. And we are still making them, guys, irrespective of anything else that's going on. We are very busy with the bait tank stuff, but
that's
you can
awesome.
Check the website, PacificEdgeTackle.com.
Hey, Mark, now you have some launch ramps open and your waterways are open in the L.A. County area, right?
Yeah, Cabrillo launch ramp up there in San Pedro, I think, is still closed. The water, you know, the harbors are open. I think Davies and Alameda's Bay is open. I know the Huntington Harbor ramp is open and busy. I mean, we had one of our customers call yesterday. He was pulling his boat up from San Diego to launch here just so we could go fishing.
Yeah.
Orange
County's open, right? Dana Point's open.
Yeah, Dana's open, but it's limited parking. I think they got some construction. It's not a big lot. A lot of people want to use it, so you want to get there early. And then Newport Dunes is open.
But if you have a boat in the water, you can go out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Everywhere
it's
but
very
here.
Logical.
Everywhere but here.
Yeah. So I heard a term this morning. The COVIDiots, Nathan Fletcher in particular, who's one of our councilmen here, came up with this brilliant scheme that they're actually good. Good news is they're going to open the waterway, surfing, and the beaches are going to open on Monday here in San Diego County, finally.
Yeah, no parking
but they're not,
lots.
But no parking lots. But they're going to keep the bays closed. You can't. You have a boat in the water. You can't even take your boat out on the bay.
Yeah.
These guys are fools.
Yeah,
I mean,
crazy.
What are they thinking?
And of course, I'm sure that they're going to refund you your slip fees because they're denying you the use of your boat, right?
Hey, now what about the property tax that you pay the county of San Diego for your
well,
property
I'm sure
that's
gonna
sitting
give
in
you
the water?
That. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I take care of it.
I don't think so. But, I mean, what is wrong with these people? And their explanation was, well, we can't control the number of people that you have on your boat. That's their explanation.
Oh, well.
Okay, so you can control the number of people on the beach.
Yeah, tell me how it works out
but,
with PB.
But, yeah.
Tell me how PB works
but
out.
But you can, can't control the number of people
these.
On the boat. It's
yeah, that's a bummer.
It's idiotic.
Yeah.
It's absolutely, I mean, hopefully they're going to come to their senses
here. But at least,
here.
You know, I mean, you know, you're turning cast man on me. At least look at the bright side that they are starting to opening things
yes.
up. And like,
yes.
you know, the things that we're talking about now are that they're opening this and they haven't opened everything yet. At least 2 weeks ago it was they're closing this and they're closing that and they're continue to closing, so
yeah.
the feel is definitely that the grip is starting to loosen, and let's hope they come to their senses and the
yeah.
bays get opened up soon.
But at least there's some logic in the politicians in L.A. and Orange County. I mean, that at least they've got
they got
kind
it
kind of figured out. But maybe send some of that down here for us, Mark, please.
It's going to be crazy up here. You know, it's been really hot inland here, and with all those guys wanting a little relief at the beach, there's no place to park. They got every parking lot everywhere all shut down. So
yeah.
the beach is actually open. You just can't find any place to park unless you want to walk 3 miles from inland.
Yeah,
so,
or ride your bike or something like
crazy.
That.
Crazy. But, you know, it, like Ricky said, I think it is getting better. They're just kind of starting to relax a little bit finally, thank God. So It's all good.
Yeah. Let's hope so.
For sure. Let's hope things change here in the next week for sure. Hey, Mark, appreciate your report, and we'll look forward to hearing some great stuff next week.
You got it. We'll talk to you guys then. See ya.
Thanks, bye-bye. Mark. That's going to wrap up our catch for today. Hey, also sponsored by Gamakatsu, they set out to develop a hook that was light enough for your live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin. The answer, the Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. The new Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available with a solid ring or as a standard hook. Nothing beats Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks. Get it selected tackle shores and shops and be ready to get bit.
All right, phones are packed. If you want to get through when one line opens, 833-288-0973. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
You got it, buddy. Mo and Vista is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Mo. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I've got a Blackman 26-foot boat, and it's very heavy. And I was thinking about putting that Seakeeper 2 in. I heard you talking about some of the service. How many hours do you use it before it has to be serviced? And how long do they last before you have to rebuild them or put a new one in?
A couple of great questions.
Kelsey, you want to cover that or Andrew?
Kelsey. Yeah, I'll let Andrew talk more about the maintenance, but as far as how long they last, we say on average about 6,000 hours.
6,000 hours.
I can handle that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's a lot of hours.
Yeah, the maintenance, like we said, an annual service is the big one, and just keeping the thing dry. If it's sloshing around in a humid, wet environment, it's not good for any equipment, as you know.
Sure.
So if you take care of the thing, they hold up really well. And it's just that annual.
Yeah,
and annual is a service that's performed by yourself or a dealer like
we'll
yourself.
Come down there. We'll change out the glycol cooling and we'll change out the hydraulic fluid and send you on your way.
And then like I do the zinc maintenance on mine. It's a very simple like half hour procedure. Just change. Usually it's only one zinc, but change. There's two zincs on mine, and
that's it.
And you just like you change zincs in your engine.
Just like everything else.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Kelsey, on the new Seakeeper 1, is there less maintenance, or is it pretty much the same?
So the 1, 2, and 3 don't have zincs to change.
No zincs.
So that's no zincs there. And then on the Seakeeper 1 specifically, it's got a single cylinder brake, so that makes the maintenance a little bit easier, but Same for all the units. Is you should have them inspected and have the glycol, the closed loop hydraulic circuit and cooling circuit should be inspected annually.
That's it, Mo. So if you did a 2, there is no zinc to worry about. That's a good point.
Yeah, there's really not. It's not a. It's not like taking care of your engines. It's way easier than that, for sure.
Way easier.
Yeah. No. But there is maintenance. It's just you stay on top of it. It'll be pretty much you don't have to worry about it.
The fact that Seakeeper 1 is being able to be put under seats and in storage compartments and things like that, that is going to change the game for you guys. I mean, let's face it, that's probably the biggest drawback to Seakeepers. You got to find a place to put it, and on a small boat, the fact that you can now put it under things and in things is going to make the world a difference.
All right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. That was a good, very good question.
Great,
I definitely want to check out Seakeeper and have Andrew give you an estimate and get that thing in, Mo, because it'll change your life.
Again,
I can tell you for sure.
Talk about a boat that would just be so changed. Blackman, the 26 Blackman, such an awesome little pocket sport fisher. Great boat, huge room, so comfortable, fly bridge, still trailable, all of the awesome things. But they're rolly,
yeah.
And that's the if there was a downside to that boat, it's that you get a couple guys up on the fly bridge, they roll a lot, and to be able to eliminate the only negative out of a boat like that is everything. It's gonna be so cool.
Yeah.
I hope it goes down for you, Mo.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the call. So Kelsey, if Mo wants more information, the easiest start is right there at seakeeper.com, right?
Absolutely. Just go to the contact tab, which is in the top right-hand corner. Send us a note, and we'll hook you up with we can get you in touch with Andrew.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Indeed. All right.
Oh, well, the phones are definitely packed up. Every single phone line we have is full, so let's keep pounding away. How about we talk to Harry? He's calling us from La Jolla this morning. What's up, Harry? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Pete, you just alluded to my question, of course, was what was going to happen in San Diego. Now that they've opened the ocean, where we're going to get close to the bays, and you've kind of already answered that. Do you know anything about the I do a lot of kayak fishing and tube fishing as well. Do you know where the San Diego River is off limits?
I don't know the answer to that. Yeah. I think I've seen people float tubing in there, but whether that's legal or not, I don't know.
Yeah, that's been the thing. The act of fishing has been legal here the whole time, but the access to it has been restricted, and I just don't know where you would be able to legally put in to San Diego River that's not on, you know, if you had some sort of private property access, my guess would be you're probably okay. I think that most access points to the river are probably not legal for you to put in. That's just my guess. I do not know, but I would guess that the river itself is probably okay. I just don't think that there's a legal spot for you to go and put your kayak into it.
Yeah. Call City, see what they say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Harry. Thanks a lot for the call. Yes, I mean, you can launch your kayak at the beach, but you can't launch it in the bay. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Yeah, really logical. Anyway, don't get me started.
You're started.
Yeah.
Pete's triggered. I can tell. Yeah. I'm glad we got this social distance, man.
Yeah,
I mean, stay
really
away from Pete. He's fired up this morning. I like it.
For sure.
I like it. Well, the phones are packed. How about this time we talk to Jerry calling from Dana Point? What's up, Jerry? Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you guys for taking my call. I listened quite a bit to the installations and what the maintenance things are and all that. But I was kind of curious about the cost of a Seakeeper 1 on a 26-foot, say, live, say. Say
good boat for
another great boat for you, yeah.
Express boat, cabin type thing. And then the maintenance cost every year would be approximately what?
Kelsey?
So the Seakeeper 1 retails for $14,900 plus installation, and installation is really going to depend on what needs to be done. So calculate in a few extra grand there, because there is still work involved with the installation and what has to happen there. And the maintenance is more of a answer question.
Yeah, it's really not. You know, we're talking, you know, $300-$400 a year. That's it. You know, something like that. Maybe less. It's really no more than that.
Yeah. And now, with the installation on the Seakeeper 1, is less installation cost than with the 2, 3, or 5, or 7, or something like that, right?
That's right. You know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because it's almost like a self-contained unit, right?
Yeah. You're probably looking at a couple thousand, something like that.
Yeah.
Depending on what we have to do.
And depending on how, you know, inobtrusive you want it, I thought that was so cool hearing Pete talk about that, you know, they took a bunk out and raised the bunk and put it underneath. I mean, I'm sure you can, you know, Andrew's such like the wizard when it comes to boats, you know, you could probably do anything, but obviously, you know, those come with, you know, labor costs and everything else too. Like, you know, how fancy and intricate you get will be a case-by-case, you know, deal, but the beauty of the one is if you've got the right spot for it, it might be a very easy install.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, that's just no way of knowing what the project's like until you get a good look at it.
That's right. It's one of the cool things about what's going on with Seakeeper is with the newer products, and the one, for instance, it's much more attainable product to have on your boat. For the average normal guy, well, it's just fishing boat, you know, we're starting to get to the point where it's there for everybody.
Yeah.
Pete, you kind of alluded to it, but, I mean, is there going to be times, you know, going forward where somebody has very limited space, so instead of putting in a 2 or a 3, they put in 2 number ones, like in 2 corners? Like, will there be scenarios like that because they're so small?
Absolutely. Yeah. I see this.
And that's why you'd put multiple units in as a space situation, right, Kelsey?
Yeah, and typically you see that much more in the larger boats. The smaller boats, because those units are so small, one unit is almost always going to work.
Right.
Cool. But when you get up to, say your boat doesn't have room for a Seakeeper 9, the Seakeeper 6 and the Seakeeper 3 together will give you the exact same power as the Seakeeper 9, and that's that, when you think of that angular momentum, 9,000 newton meter seconds in the Seakeeper 9, the Seakeeper 6 has 6,000, 6 and 3 is 9. So you can use two units to get the exact same power, or alternatively, you can add power to create a number that, you know, we don't have a unit for.
Gotcha. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I have a question. Okay, 6,000 hours is a lot of hours. But what happens when I wear out my Seakeeper? What happens?
So the first thing that could potentially go wrong or you know, what those hours are is bearing life, really. So we have a 2,000-hour or 2-year warranty that comes with every Seakeeper. So that's, you know, we're accounting for essentially a third of its life. You then can also get an extended warranty. There's a couple different options for an extended warranty. You can add either a 2-year extension or 2 years plus 1,000 hours, because it's whichever comes first, like with most warranties. So that gets you to 4,000 or 3,000 hours or 4 years is the best recreational extended warranty total that you can have for that. And once the bearings eventually are worn down, you can trade in your unit, get another one. So we'll give you a discount back for your unit, and then we'll rebuild that and we'll reoffer it as a remanufactured unit. So you can do a trade in or you can do a sphere swap.
Okay. So there is value to one that's worn out.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And Seakeeper takes care of the customer.
Yeah, absolutely. Always. Customer is first, and we want to make sure that, I mean, we trust in our products. We know that they're the best out there and they're the best option for stabilization. And that's, you know, why we've got more than 10,000 of them installed across the world. So, we'll keep going on that same track and making sure everyone's happy.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to put you on the spot here, Kelsey, for just a second. There are supposed competitors out there. All right, let's
what?
Talk about that. Why
yeah,
Seakeeper?
What?
So why Seakeeper than one of these other manufacturers? Yeah.
Sure. So what is so cool about Seakeeper is that because we spin the flywheel inside of a vacuum, that flywheel spinning so fast, 9,750 RPMs, is extremely fast. That produces heat. Well, when you close it in a sphere, you've got to find some way to dissipate that heat outside of the sphere. So the one thing that's cool about Seakeeper is that our cooling system, it's a glycol seawater combination, and that is patented. And so that is what gets the heat outside of the sphere. And so by having it operate inside of a vacuum, you cut the weight, you cut the power requirements, and that's kind of how we do it. And so the other, there is a competitor out there who's built in Italy, actually, and theirs is air-cooled. And so when something is air-cooled, you've now got to have the space to air-cool it. So like Andrew was saying, some of those installations get really tight. Your Seakeeper doesn't need to have air access to cool it down to dissipate the heat from that flywheel. It's glycol-cooled. So that kind of goes in with the maintenance is what he's saying is having all those fluids and things changed out annually. But that's one of the biggest things is being able to operate in the vacuum makes it a more efficient product. So if you're going to go with one of our competitors, you might have, in order to have the same amount of stabilization, so let's just go with the Seakeeper 6. So in order to have 6,000 Newton meter seconds of angular momentum, if you have an air-cooled unit, it's got to be heavier or bigger to produce the same amount of stabilization that ours does in a vacuum-sealed enclosure.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. All right. Very good.
And I have to imagine too that the engine room on, you know, two big diesel motors and a big generator.
It's hot.
Yeah, that's not exactly the optimum space to pull, you know, air for cooling something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Hey, appreciate the phone calls very much. When we come back, we got a lot more of your phone calls, more of this great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadroSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out. Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Mentioned it multiple times this morning. We'd love to hear from you, but we get it. It's been a very busy morning.
Yeah, you can't get through.
Today has not been an easy day to get through and talk to Kelsey or talk to Andrew. But we will be taking your phone calls all the way to the end, and we hope to hear from everybody. 833-288-0973.
Indeed. Kelsey and Andrew are here from Seakeeper. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Hills and Ventura is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Hills. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kelsey, Andrew, Rick, and Pete. I was especially Kelsey with all the technical stuff got me thinking about the high tech applications for Seakeeper. Is there such a thing as the high end sailboats like the America's Cup, like Larry Ellison's Oracle? You know, do they install those things to keep their mast oriented to the horizon, like precisely with all their like high tech stuff?
There is, I think someone's installed it on a sailboat, but really we don't do it because sailboats really, they've got the big keel that goes right down the middle. So their hulls are affected by the gyroscope differently. And the other thing is while you're underway on a sailboat, you want to lean even those big racing vessels. So we would prevent them from being so successful performance-wise. We stick to power boats.
Yeah. What about a catamaran on that same, like a power cat? They just don't have application on a cat either, right?
No.
So there have been a few of the power cats that have installed them. Where we run into issues is, so if you think about the way that a wave hits a catamaran, they've got two hulls, essentially. So it's hitting one and then hitting the other. So it does work on a catamaran, but the performance is not consistent across brands. So you might have you know, one brand that you're getting 80%, and you might have another brand where you're only getting 50%. And the amount of caps that are out there, it's kind of, we don't have the resources to do all of the testing and engineering behind it to figure out kind of what those differences are and how to best size them. And so that's kind of, there's really no consistent sizing. So monohull power boats are really where Seakeeper shines.
Yeah. Hills, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You never know, right? Yeah, for sure. Appreciate the call this morning very much. That does free up 833-288-0973. I want to remind you, our friends over at Poway Valley Collision, Jim and Mary, they're open and they're available. What a great time to get your car fixed.
That's it.
Right? I mean, you're not driving a lot. I mean, get your car fixed. They are Ford, Subaru, and GM certified. Nobody does better work than Poway Valley Collision. I mean, I've had my car work there. You've had your car work there.
Multiple times.
Would never go anywhere else. Worth the drive from anywhere. And Jim and Mary are hardcore fishing people, too.
Yeah.
So they'll give you, and they give our listeners a phenomenal deal, too.
And,
so,
and just celebrated their 25th wedding anniversary.
Happy anniversary to Jim and Mary. Yeah, but
best people ever. And
absolutely.
Like you say, service is everything, you know, in any business that you run into. And those guys, they literally do. They treat you like family. We met them well before they were involved in any type of deal with the show, and they've always been that way and will continue to be so. I mean, their service is just it's unmatched by anybody.
And great they've people. Been tremendous supporters of Let's Talk Hookup, and we appreciate that. And so we want you to appreciate them. So Poway Valley Collision, your car needs a little work on it?
Yeah.
Give them a call. They'll take care of you.
Good call. Well, the phone's still, again, just crazy packed full. Brian in Harupa Valley is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Brian? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I've been riding the sport boats for a long time, and the older I get, the harder it is because of the, you know, the motion of the ocean. And I was wondering if any of the boats in the San Diego fleet have showed interest or have sea keepers on them.
Andrew?
Well, sport boats, we haven't really been able to get into that market there for many reasons, I guess. It's just a big number for some of these guys on the just big heavy boats. They have a very slow roll period and
a lot of hours on the boat.
Yeah, and it's just a tough nut to crack. For we'd all like to do it, and we'd love someone to come on board. But at the moment, we're talking with some of the smaller boats, some of the center console operations. And the Parkers and things like that, but it's just been a tough nut to crack for some of these big boats.
I remember one of the issues being one of the things that Kelsey had mentioned at the beginning of the show is Seakeeper doesn't go for just good enough. Like if they put the Seakeeper name on it, that role is stopped to to that percentage. And I know a lot of those sport boats are so big and so heavy that they requires either very large units that are that they don't necessarily have room for, or multiple units, which again the cost sometimes is prohibitive from what they've done yet. It doesn't mean that it can't or won't. And I still believe, I've said it since the beginning of Seakeeper, I am confident that somebody at some point is going to pencil out the fact that it is right. And I think that as soon as one sport boat has it, I think every boat will follow suit. It is one of those things like it's like a sonar and like a pair of gyros and like an RSW and like having Wi-Fi for the passengers, that as soon as somebody pulls that trigger, the difference will be so great that I think every boat will be forced to follow suit. They're that big of a difference.
Yeah, it is a big difference. Good question, though. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That brings up another question I have, Kelsey, is what's next for Seakeeper? Okay, now you've gone down to the one. What's next?
If I told you, I'd have to kill you.
But there are more things coming.
We definitely have some tricks up our sleeve and some ideas in the pipeline that we're working on. Our engineers are hard at work.
That's cool.
Great. I can tell you, like from the last callers, the fatigue factor, Seakeeper or no Seakeeper, is phenomenal. Like Pete Grosbeck talked about earlier, it is just absolutely. It changes your life on the water. There's no other way I can say it.
Boy, especially the style of fishing that we've been doing the last few years out here, which has
drifting.
Been a lot of drifting with kites. It's been a lot of standing on the bow and casting it at things that we don't normally. The tuna fishing has changed so much, and we're doing a lot more of casting at spots. We're doing a lot more trolling slow with kites and drifting with frozen fly. Like just our style of fishing has adapted so much that it has really benefited from having the thing. It's one thing if you're, you know, trolling for a long time in one distance and the boat's going, but now that you're stopped or slow or standing so much more, having that Sea Keeper is just yet another huge benefit to how things have been the last few years.
I have another question. I have all these questions, too. Andrew, maybe both you and Kelsey can address this. There have been some talk by people. It's like, well, I don't know. Doesn't it break the boat? There's so much angular momentum that Kelsey was referring to. Doesn't it? Could it snap the keel, or could it snap the structural integrity of the boat?
If the boat can handle going out to sea, it can handle a Sea Keeper. The structure's already there. If you're twisting around and creaking when you're going offshore, you probably should stay tied up.
Yeah.
And make yourself a cocktail.
Old boat or new boat? My boat was built in 1976. It's an old boat.
It's a solid.
It handles
so solid.
It handles it just fine.
Right.
Yeah. So that's never been a factor. Kelsey?
We'll also reinforce any structure if it needs to withstand much, much more force than the Sea Keeper can exert.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, indeed. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
You got it, buddy. Steve in Fallbrook is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, everybody. Great show, and thanks for doing it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Has there been any discussion regarding Day at the Docks and what their plans might be?
Yep, Day at the Docks did officially cancel, and rather than reschedule or postpone, they're just going to put all their focus into next year. Their reasoning was that Day at the Docks is an event that promotes sport fishing, and you know that's what it's all about, is getting people down to the boats and, you know, seeing the open houses, which we love. And their fear was any time that they put it in the future, when our boats are up and running, was too far into the season, and blocking the whole parking lot off, preventing people from going sport fishing, was somewhat counterintuitive. So they've just unfortunately decided to postpone until next year, and are taking all those resources into next year and 2021 being the biggest one they've ever had, kind of thing. So.
Yeah, so they've actually already set the date for April 18th, Day at the Docks 2021, April 18th. So we'll have to wait till then.
Yep, plan on that being the biggest Day at the Docks they've ever had.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, how about we jump right back in and talk to Paul. He's calling from Bellflower this morning. Hi, Paul. Welcome to the show.
Hello, everybody.
Good morning. Kelsey.
Good morning. Kelsey, you're making these gyros smaller. Are they going to get less expensive as well?
So you would be surprised at the minimal margin that we make on these small units. There's so much that goes into them, into the engineering that goes behind them. We have multiple engineering teams that are coming up with these things, and the pieces that make them up are really complicated. So we think that 14.9 for the Sea Keeper One is a sweet spot for us. So, you know, if there's something that goes on in the future and we're able to make them for cheaper, sure. But right now, I think we're happy with where the prices are at, and they've been the uptake of their acceptance into the market. The trajectory has followed suit from where we expected it to. So right now we're good with where we're at price wise.
What's the weight on those? Have you tried to make them less heavy?
Oh yeah. That is
titanium. Because I work a lot
a
with titanium.
Goal. So the way the gyroscopes work in order to create the right amount of angular momentum is you either have to be bigger or you have to be heavier. So the bigger the flywheel, so, you know, what's really kind of interesting about the flywheel on the Sea Keeper One specifically is when you think of what that flywheel looks like, you can imagine almost a wheel of cheese. It is just a block of solid steel. And then what we did with imagine if you cut that so you could see the inside of that, it kind of looks like the Batman logo. So it's a little concave on the top and on the bottom, and that is specifically to carve out weight, to get it lighter and lighter and lighter and get it down to that size. But the lighter you go, you lose angular momentum, or you have to have a bigger footprint. So we have to find a good balance of size and weight in order to stabilize the boat in a specific way.
Yeah. And I think the price point at $14,900 for the Seakeeper 1, you know, what's an outboard cost? $25,000?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems really amazing.
Oh, trust me, during the break, Andrew and I have already been scheming on how to make this happen.
Yeah.
I'm all over that.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump back in and talk to Ted. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Ted. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys and girls. Hey, can I change the subject a little bit?
Sure.
Into, like, local fishing, or would that be inappropriate?
This is go. Let's Talk Hookup, man. Yeah, go ask away.
Okay, cool. Two things. One, I got a 7-day planned where we're gets back on the 4th of July. And I think, you know, schedule-wise, it would have a chance to go, but I don't know about this social distancing. Do you guys have any input on that? And the other one is I've been hearing for a while there's a lot of bluefin out there, but I heard yesterday that the yellowfin are coming up too. I don't know how big, but if we ever get out on the water, it looks like the fishing could be pretty darn good.
Oh, it's going to be good. And we will get out of the water.
Yeah,
there's
totally.
No doubt about it. I talked to Ken Frankie from the Sport Fishing Association in California. They're working on guidelines right now for the sport boats, social distancing, wearing face masks,
policies.
Sanitation policy and stuff like that. They're working with all the powers to be
County
on
County.
Those factors right now. And there will be guidelines, and we will be fishing here in the near future, we hope.
Yep.
So when that is, what that date is, Ted, we can't really answer it. But I think you have a pretty good shot on your July trip.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think you'll be on that trip, no problem.
I don't think it'll be an issue. Thanks a lot for the call, though. Good question.
Yeah, how about next up we talk to Kevin, calling us from Pacific Beach. Hi, Kevin. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I hope I'm not asking a question that somebody asked earlier, but I didn't get on to about 8 o'clock. The Seakeeper, last time you guys were on the show, I asked if you could outfit a 24-foot boat. I have a Kencraft Challenger Cuddy cabin. And if you can, I mean, where would you mount that unit? I know you guys were trying to downsize and make it for smaller boats, but at that point, I think 26 and 28 were the shortest boats you had Seakeepers for. Has there been any update on your process of developing one for my boat?
Kelsey, you're in luck.
Yeah, so we launched the Seakeeper 1 for boats 23 to 30 feet in February. I don't know that vessel specifically, so I don't know exactly where, but talking to Andrew or dealer in your area would be able to tell you where. But it's we've actually got a guy in the Florida Keys who has a Sailfish 2360, and he's got a Seakeeper 2 mounted below deck in his console. So we can definitely take a look at it, and there's a really good shot that we can make it work for you.
And now that with the Seakeeper 1, it would even fit even better, right?
Exactly. That's our smallest unit. Go ahead.
Is it typically mounted underneath the deck, or can it be somewhere else? Because I have an outboard, and I just have...
No, it can be mounted. The 1, 2, and 3 can be deck mounted. And so the Seakeeper 1 is actually our first unit that is... Pop that puppy right on your deck, and you're off.
A lot of those center console or cuddy-style boats, you know, have, like, a little spot built in where, like, you know, where the porta-potty would be. The Seakeeper 1 is not much difference in size of something like that. I mean, I think there's a lot of times where if your boat was kind of built with that in mind in the, you know, in that area, that you know, if you can imagine that amount of space, that's about what you're looking at. Maybe slightly larger, but not by much.
Yeah. You want to address that, Andrew?
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, it's like you can make it a step almost into your... It's like if it's that small.
Yeah, and especially the one, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, indeed.
That's a good call, too. Like the entryway into the cuddy, you just build
you
a step
a,
over the
take
top
a step
of it. That's
out
perfect.
And put that in and put another step on top.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even know.
I like it.
Yeah, other than you won't rock anymore. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Take my money, man.
You know, one thing we haven't covered about these Seakeeper 1, 2, and 3 is they are... You don't need a generator. They're battery operated, right? They operate. Do you need to put extra batteries in?
Good question.
You don't have to. It's a good idea to, because that way you've got that ability to sit at anchor and be comfortable with the engines off. Uh-huh. So, you know, it's the outboards that are producing the DC. And, you know, modern outboards pump out quite a lot of DC.
And good enough to keep those Absolutely. Extra batteries charged.
Yeah. So you just throw in a couple of extra batteries. It gives you a little more time just quiet sitting or drift fishing.
Sure.
But, yeah, it's the power requirement has not been an issue on anything we've been doing. The power's there.
Yeah. Kelsey, any input on that?
He covered it. Yeah, we've got people who do different things, so it's also depends what else you have running on your. If you got a super souped up stereo system, that's going to pull some more power. So we've got extra batteries on all of our demo boats.
Okay, all right, very good. All right, let's try and sneak in one more, Rick.
You got it. How about Lance from Vista? Has been hanging in there with us. Lance, about 30 seconds left for you. Good morning. Yo, Lance. All right, well, maybe we'll switch gears and talk to David. David's calling us from Point Loma. Good morning, David. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, everyone. I had a question and a comment. One on our fishing license. Do you think there's a possibility? I don't think they could add like 3 months after the end of the year to your license, because then you would just have to do it every year. But how about, like, say, next year's license is only, say, $40, where you take off for the months that you're missing.
But that's just not going to happen.
I'm sorry?
I was just going to say, that just won't happen because Fish and Wildlife is who issues your license, and Fish and Wildlife never closed down fishing. Unfortunately, you and I live in San Diego, and the county health department closed the bay. But, you know, Orange County in L.A., the fishing itself has always been
open. You can still
go
fishing in California.
So the entity that issues the license never closed it down.
Yeah.
We just live in a crummy spot where they closed all the access to it.
Yeah. And you had another quick comment?
Yeah. The thing with this basically not allowing you to go out in your boat by yourself, but allowing you to go out in a kayak or go surf. You know, my thing is I got nothing against people. I used to fish out of a kayak when I was younger. I'm too old, bum knee, I can't do it. But the idea that, you know, a kayak can go out and fish all day, and I can't take my boat out and be by myself and fish, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
It's run by COVIDians. That was the explanation earlier. That's our city of San Diego, and the county of San Diego is run by people that just have no clue. That's what other explanation is there? I mean, really, absolutely. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Maui Jims and a $50 shopping spree to Point Loma Seafoods. You stay tuned. There's more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Hi there. I'm Hayden from Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at FastlaneKayaking.com.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, the big winner of the Maui Jim sunglasses and $50 to Point Loma Seafood, that's going to Steve in Fallbrook. Steve, congratulations. You are going to be stoked.
Yes, indeed. And Kelsey Albina from Seakeeper, thank you very much. You are one smart lady.
This was great. Yeah, that was awesome, Kelsey.
Yeah, amazing show and a lot of good information. We sure appreciate it.
Absolutely. And if anybody didn't get their questions answered, obviously you can contact us via our website. Otherwise, I am behind our Facebook and Instagram, so you can shoot us a message there as well.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
So
where do we go to follow that?
Yeah.
Just at Seakeeper on Facebook, and then it's Seakeeper_Inc. on Instagram.
Okay, very good. And, of course, Seakeeper.com. Has all a lot of the answers too, but you'll actually be able to connect through Facebook or Instagram with Kelsey and ask some questions. That's really great. And of course, Andrew, you're right here, the San Diego installer for Seakeeper, and you're right there at Shelter Island Boatyard, right?
That's right. Thanks for having us on, guys. And Kelsey, thanks for making us look good.
Thanks, Andrew.
Right here at the boatyard or sdgyro.com.
SDGyro.com? Okay, yeah. Andrew does a great job. I highly recommend him, and Seakeeper is an amazing product. I highly recommend that, too, for sure. Thank you all very much. Thank you for listening today. Thanks to Dave right there in the studio for all that he did and does for us there, and, of course, Adam for posting those archives and doing all the great work that he does behind the scenes for Let's Talk Hookup. Adam, you are a wealth, and we sure appreciate that. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Joe and Eric from Tomahawk Sport Fishing are going to be with us. That's going to be a great show talking sport fishing here on Let's Talk Hookup, 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. We'll see you right back there here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.